Yesterday's stocks closed lower after the US GDP was way less than expected. So it seems that the economy is slowing down and YouTube ate our live stream somehow. Anyhow, even this morning, it seems that we might be a little bit delayed, but hey, hopefully everything is good here because we have a lot to talk about. We have to talk about Meta plummeting on guidance. We have to talk about Alphabet, Microsoft, Snap, Intel, and then, of course, also our position. So with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. Today is Friday, April 26th, and in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening and how we are trading these crazy markets. And boy, Mark, now you even disappeared. Let me bring you back there. But look at what's happening here. I mean, this is...
That's my dad joke.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Great. Hey, I was going to say my disappearing act was my dad joke for the day, but no, markets. I mean, what the heck? Yesterday, it was all doom and gloom. We had a much lower than expected GDP number come in, and that would typically be good for the markets, at least based on what the Fed wants to see to cut rates. But then also, there were some, you know, numbers showing that inflation was getting sticky too with that price index increase.
Yeah, so this is where yesterday markets opened much lower, but then kind of shaking it off and hoping for good news today. And today the news wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. And it seems that this is where we see a little bit of a relief rally here right now.
Yeah, I mean, even though we finished lower yesterday, there was a big reversal bar. And then today we gap higher and we're trading near session highs. This with PCE, core PCE coming in line with expectations. And so I think that without a surprise there, investors liked what they saw.
Yeah, so core PCE coming in 0.3. And after we saw yesterday, basically, that the PCE for the quarter came in higher than expected. Today, a sigh of relief. Also, because I noticed when digging into the report a little bit, let's just go there, that a lot of this 0.2 was food prices showed a decline. That's good. Energy rose 1.2%. And we already know that, right? We knew that because of the tensions in the Middle East, oil prices have been moving higher. So if you take a look here at crude oil prices to just see what happened here over the past months. And come on, internet and YouTube gods, why don't you cooperate? There we go. But looking at this, we see that in March, we had just this massive increase in crude oil prices, basically going from around 76 to 86. That is a pretty healthy rise here. So this is where now with crude oil hopefully moving lower again back into the 76 to 80 range, this is where hopefully inflation is coming down.
Exactly. And I think that's a lot of it because of the uncertainty in the Middle East and that crude oil rise. You know, is crude oil most likely to be up $5 or down $5 in the next coming months? And I think a lot of people would expect that crude oil would be the same or coming down. Of course, anything can happen, but we know that a lot of the data, the numbers actually exclude. There's a reading that excludes food and energy because it tends to be more volatile. And so it seems like traders discounted that a little bit and felt like, hey, maybe this was a nice buy the dip opportunity.
Yeah. And then we also have earnings this week and earnings. Looking at the earnings calendar that we have here, we see that quite a few earnings from tech companies this week. So we had Meta, Google, Microsoft, Tesla, Google again, Alphabet reporting earnings. And this was quite interesting. I mean, it all started yesterday with Meta, where Meta actually had a really pretty big slide, I think, yesterday, finishing down, 11%? little bit of a bounce back attempt today, but still massively lower. And this is because better than expected earnings, but Mark Zuckerberg said, well, this year might not be so good. The next couple of quarters might be a little bit tougher.
I think there were two things contributing to this big, big drop for Meta. I mean, that's a nasty slide. One, the company said that guidance is revenue should be light for this second quarter. And the last time when Zuck entertained the idea of the metaverse and actually changed the name of the company and said, we're all in, investors hated that idea.
Yeah. We see, still seem to have a little bit of issues here with the live stream, but let's see if we can go through it because, I mean, we also have to talk about Google. Google up overnight trading 15%, pulling back a little bit, but still up almost 10% after better than expected earnings and a surprise announcement.
And what was that surprise?
That they're now paying a dividend. For the first time ever, Google decided to pay a dividend. And this is the surprise announcement, basically just showing that Google is very confident in their abilities to keep generating profits, where they say, okay, we are at a point where in the first time of our history, we're ready to pay a dividend and give back to investors.
That's huge.
That is huge. Talking about huge, Snapchat. I mean, up 25% after turning a profit. It was expected that they are posting a loss. And then they said, no, we're doing good. We are actually profitable. And that was a surprise. And so up 25% here this morning.
Big, big rally. Good for you if you were holding Snap going into earnings. This is the type of earnings lottery ticket that you like to see.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at our positions and see what is happening on the WTF analyzer. We did have a new entry today. IBM, International Business Machines, my former employer, with a signal of buying it at 167.50. I took it. What about you?
Yeah, I took it. Valid signal, like the opportunity.
Yeah. So there we go. Because we are a little bit lighter after we have closed a bunch of positions over the last few days. The only one in our portfolio right now, MU. And then, of course, new here, IBM. MU looking good here this morning. We bought it at 107.60. Right now trading at 113.92. So I'll take this. This looks like a nice one. And we might get an exit signal here on Monday morning.
Could be. I also picked up PCAR. So one more for me. That I picked up as an open below entry.
Right. You picked this up yesterday. Right. I remember. I did not take this one. All right, hopping over to the wheel, and this is where first up we have Apple, and this is super interesting. So Apple, we got assigned at 167.50 on Monday. You sold calls against your existing position at 167.50. Seems that you're getting called away today.
Yes, I have a decision to make. Do I let those shares get called away? Of course, if the stock pulls back and closes below 167.50, that decision is made for me because the calls will just expire worthless. So do I let them get called away? Do I potentially let them expire worthless, which doesn't seem like it will be the case? Or do I roll? There's some real nice, juicy roll premium available, but premium so high.
Yeah, you were cutting out for a moment, but yeah, earnings next week, and this is where you decided to let it go. I sold yesterday the 172.50 that expire next week. So I will probably hold this here through, most likely I'll hold it through earnings and see what's happening there. So, but this is Apple performing nicely and doing exactly what we wanted to do. CSIQ, on the other hand, CSIQ finding some support at 14 today, having a good day, up 4.5%. So nothing for us to do just yet, but we'll see. If it stabilizes here, then we might actually fly another rescue mission.
Yep.
NEE, today a little bit down. I mean, after really having a good day and right now, yesterday, trading above my break, even at 67.07, still a little bit below our cost basis at 69.50, but definitely a very nice run here. So we'll see. Maybe next week is the week where we will be able to sell some calls. And we have been in this for quite a while right now. We have been in it since August 3rd. So it has been a while.
Yeah, ready to sell some calls, get some premium, and move on from this one.
Yeah. Finally, UPS up today, just a little bit, 0.18%. So let's see what's happening there, trading well above my break even, but below my cost basis. So we need to have this move probably another $8. So let's see how much that would be in percent. So probably going another up 5%. Before I'm able to sell some calls for you, a little bit higher because you got assigned at 165.
Yeah, it needs to move a little higher for me.
Yeah. Now, today with the markets up and S&P trading at session highs, nothing really new on the wheel scanner for us. We picked up IBM on the WTF scanner. So let's see what's happening there. Pulling back here a little bit, but if we also look at the daily chart, we see that we are getting towards the 50-day moving average. So can we break above or will this act as resistance here for a little bit? We'll see. It is good to see that we had the battle around the 5,000 mark and then the bulls won this battle so far. And we'll see next week, big week with the Fed meeting that's happening.
Yeah, it's a big one between the Fed and another big week of earnings. It's going to be quite an interesting week.
Yeah. All right. Now, with that said, since we do have to seem to have a little bit of a delay today, let's just wrap it up, even though it is a little bit earlier. And next week, hopefully, everything will be back to normal and the YouTube and internet gods will be with us. With that said, y'all have a great weekend and don't forget to like. I mean, we're doing our best here with all of these challenges. So we appreciate your likes. And then we'll see you again on Monday.